Hi, team. This time I want to talk a little bit about the meetings themselves. Now, I have to preface this, as I do all the time, with the fact that you have a license for using the name Indie Connect and for using the logo, but it's not a franchise. I can't tell you exactly how to run your meetings. All I can tell you is what we do here in Nashville and what has been successful, what has been the reason that people have flocked to these and have really been getting huge successes out of them. And so the way we have our meeting set up is Connie, my wife, runs the door. She handles the money. She handles the sign-in sheets. And she will do an entire talk on that part of it. But just know that we have somebody at the door who is taking the money, who is checking people in, who's handing out any handouts that we have, and basically just greeting people. That leaves me free to actually go and introduce myself to people and make them welcome, especially the new people, get them situated, make any connections that I can. If I talk to somebody and, oh, you do that, here, you need to go sit next to this guy. He can help you with that, or he knows, you know, he's in the same field or whatever. And so I like to have two people doing that if possible, just the way that we work it. I usually start the meetings a few minutes late just here in Nashville because I time it for 11:30, and most people get there between 11:30 and quarter to 12. Now, they're musicians, and they don't want to get up early. I understand that, and that's part of the reason that we do it. The reason I schedule it so early is so that our waitress or waiter can get to us first. We ask her to take orders as people come in so that as soon as she can, everybody is fed. And when the speaker starts, we don't have to have her walking through the meeting and disrupting things. So that's just the way we run our meetings, but that's totally up to you. Now, the meeting itself, I open the meetings with a greeting. I tell people about what Indie Connect is about. I tell them about membership, and I'm going to do a separate talk on membership. I introduce any sponsors that we have. I introduce our speaker. I talk about any news that we have. I talk about upcoming events. I just basically am going to welcome people. And then I also tell them what to expect for the day, because if there's new people especially, I tell them what the procedure is for the first part of the afternoon, which is networking, and then what the speaker is going to be about and what they're expected to do. When I'm done, Connie goes ahead and talks about asking them to shut their cell phones off, tells them about our social network. One of the rules that we have here is that we do not give out people's information. If somebody calls me and says, I sat next to somebody and he did this, can you give me that phone number? I don't do that. And the reason we don't is because we've had several people come in who did not want their information given out. And we can't keep track of who wants it and who doesn't. And plus, I and you too, you're not going to want to be doing nothing but fielding phone calls like that. When you start getting a lot of people, you're going to get a lot of phone calls like that. So we nip that in the bud. And we tell people to sign up for our free social network, which is indieconnect.org, and that way they can connect with other people. And the only time that I will give out information is if it's my idea to connect two people. But if it's not, then I just let things go and let people exchange business cards and get people's contact information while they're there or get networked on the social network. So Connie will talk about her opening, so you'll get a separate section on that. The one thing I do mention, as I said, is our sponsors. I really want to drive that home and ask people to support the sponsors, because that's one of the biggest benefits that they get, being able to actually endorse them in front of the rest of the room. And so I really push that when I'm talking to people about sponsors. Okay, then we go around the room, and the process for that is that everybody has a chance to stand up and say, this is me, this is what I do, and this is what I need next. And what your job is, or somebody in the room, is to help them narrow that down and really get focused on what it is they need next. So you'll get songwriters looking for co-writers, or looking for a publisher, or looking for artists to record their song. You might get producers looking for artists. You might get artists looking for producers. You may have publicists looking for clients. You may have artists looking for band members. The list can go on and on as far as how people can get coupled together. But what we do then is, as they make their request, we start brainstorming to ourselves and sometimes out loud to help them find whatever it is that they asked for. And so if somebody's asking, let's say somebody says that they're a songwriter and they're looking for a co-writer, well, if they don't give any more details than that, then somebody's got to be able to say, what kind of music do you write? What level are you at? Do you write the words and the music, or one or both? Are you looking for somebody who's a singer? Are you a singer? What genre of music do you want to play, or do you want to write in? I mean, all the different questions that go along with that. Do you have a publishing deal? Have you had things recorded before? Do you know that process? Do you need a songwriter's contract to work with a co-writer? Anything that pertains to what they're asking for so that we can get it narrowed down. The same goes if an artist comes in and says, I'm looking for venues to play in. Well, what kind of band is it, or what kind of act is it? Do you have a booking agent, or are you booking yourself? Are you experienced? Have you been out there before? What kind of results have you gotten? Do you have a CD that you're ready to sell so that you can play in some venues that maybe pay less, but you can make more money on the back end? I mean, all these kind of questions that are really important to getting people narrowed down to exactly what they need next. That becomes so powerful when you have a group, even if you have 5 or 6 people, and they all start brainstorming with each other to help each other. It becomes so powerful. There's absolutely nothing that's more powerful than 5 or 6 minds collectively working to help somebody solve their problems. One thing that's going to be very important is that you moderate the people that are making their requests to be sure that they don't ramble on about their life histories. You want to make sure that, you know, if you've got 20 people in the room and everybody can get 2 minutes, that takes up 40 minutes of the first part of the meeting, and that's right about perfect. But if people start rambling on and give you 5 minutes of their history, or start talking about, you know, their great accomplishments and things like that, you're not going to have time for everybody. So you're the one that's going to be in charge of moderating that and making sure that people stay on task and get right to the point on what they're asking for. And you can announce that up front, especially if you have a bigger room. I will tell people, please keep your requests and your talk down to 30 seconds or 60 seconds, depending on how many people I have there. Obviously, I would love to give them 2 minutes, because then we can really, really get in depth with what they're looking for. After we finish the networking portion of the meeting, we bring the speaker up. And the speaker talks for 45 minutes to an hour, sometimes an hour and 15 minutes. That includes question and answers. And I let them have the floor. But sometimes you get a speaker who's not really a great speaker. A lot of times I'll have people that will talk for 10 minutes. They'll just tell their story and tell people what they do and then open it up for questions. And it's really important that when you get a speaker like that, that you get to ask some of the pertinent questions, some of the things that you know people need to know, but maybe they don't know how to ask. Maybe they don't even know to ask for those things. But it's really up to you, or somebody in the room has to be willing to ask those questions, so that all of the answers that people are looking for are going to be there in the meeting. Otherwise, you have people that get more confused than anything when they leave. Again, it's up to you to monitor the time period that the speaker's speaking, making sure that you keep it down to the whatever time you've allotted for that. After the speaker finishes, I do a very quick close. What I've noticed is that as soon as the speaker finishes, people want to pack their stuff up and go. Well, I shouldn't say that. They want to pack their stuff up and they want to start networking. I'll have people hang around for hours afterwards just networking with each other because they just made a great contact. What's really important is that I get that close in there. I mention, again, the membership. I mention the events that are coming up. I mention our sponsor. I thank them all for being there. And any other important news that needs to be taken care of, anything that I need for them to know, like when the magazine's coming out, if I'm looking for sponsors, looking for advertisers, looking for speakers, all those kind of things, I want to put at the beginning of the meeting, but I also want to put at the close of the meeting to reinforce that. And a lot of times I'll ask them if they have a suggestion, let's say for a speaker, to write it down on one of the Connect cards that we use for the first half of the meeting. Write that person's information down so I can get that right away and follow up on that. And that's what the meeting looks like. It's pretty simple, it's pretty basic, but it's very, very effective, because people get not only the education that they need, the training that they need, but they also make the connections that can put that training into place for them. And that's it. Thank you.